Thank you again for being with us here this, the second Sunday in the season of Easter. You know, as we gather together in this place, I am mindful of all of the really amazing bits and pieces that are in motion in today's gospel passage. Of course, we've got this incredible story with Thomas, and I've talked in years past about the fact that it is Thomas's reputation as being a doubtful apostle that I think is perhaps unfair. You know, here are the apostles, and they're all, you know, up in this upper room, sealed up for fear of the Jews. Where's Thomas? I don't know. Maybe he's out doing the grocery run. He's the one who's not afraid to go out and to do the things, not afraid to say the things. And I've talked a lot about what it is that Thomas has said and done in this passage. But I think there's a really important piece that it's very easy for us to lose sight of if we get focused on the story of Thomas. Something Jesus says that's very, very important, that if we're not careful, we can completely miss. And I'm going to circle back to this, but I almost have to go back in time for myself personally until I'd say my children were probably, my oldest and my middle daughter were probably in their first few years of elementary school. And this elementary school loved to have award ceremonies, and they do, don't they? And so I came to the award ceremony because I knew that both of my daughters were getting recognition for their skill sets, things that they had done, whether it was reading or music or participation in some form of sports. I knew they were going to get some awards. And so as they were calling the different kids up, and they would call up, you know, little Johnny Smith gets the award for citizenship and the special recognition award. Little Susie Thompson gets the award for best reader and the special recognition award. And we went through the whole thing, and everybody was getting these awards. And I noticed somewhere along, about 10 or 12 kids in, that special recognition award, it seemed like everybody got the special recognition award. And then as the day went on, I realized quite literally every single kid got the special recognition award. So I said to my wife, who taught at this elementary school afterwards, the special recognition award, does everybody get it? She says, everybody gets the special recognition award. And I remember laughing and saying, well, it wasn't very special then, was it? And, you know, a lot can be said about the participation trophy culture that rose up, and I think perhaps fortunately has died down again. Just the notion that participation gets you your special recognition award seems counterintuitive to us as Americans, and of course, as an American, we are very much driven by the notion of excellence. Very much driven by the notion of excelling in whatever it is that we're doing, whether we're excelling in a sport, whether we're excelling in a hobby. Very much we are what they call a meritocracy. And that is, if you are as good or better than everyone else, then you should get as good or better than everyone else in recognition. And so having a recognition award just for participating, it seems counterintuitive. Until you read today's gospel passage. And Jesus says this incredibly wonderful and super important thing to the disciples. He says to them, as the Father has sent me, so then do I send you. And this is perhaps one of the most important bits in all of the gospel passage that we have. And that is that Jesus is recognizing that participation, not just inclusion, but participation in the kingdom of God is a fundamental element of being a part of the kingdom of God. And that we are called to participate on a level that is, I would say, fairly high. As the Father has sent me, so as the person that the Father, God Almighty, has sent into this world to do these ministries, now I send you in my place. That's a really big statement. That is a size quadruple extra large participation trophy. We are called to participate in Jesus' ministry just as the Father called Jesus to do that ministry. So what does that mean? One of the important things that we talk about is the notion of the body of Christ. And of course, here in this passage, we have the wounded body of Christ that Thomas himself is invited to come and touch. But, you know, when we talk about the body of Christ, more often we're talking about the church. Why are we talking about the church when we talk about the body of Christ? Because as he sends the disciples to go out into the world and do the ministry that he himself was called by the Father to do, we then take upon ourselves the role of the body of Christ. We're not the head. It's not our job to think the thoughts. We're not even the mouth. You know, the words may come from us in the sense that we speak them, but they don't come from us in the sense that God spoke them first. We're the body. We go to carry the thoughts and the words of God into this world. We are called to participate in the ministry that Jesus Christ first began. And you know, every single Sunday, we have communion. And I say to you, body of Christ given for you. And then I'll lift up the cup and I say, blood of Christ shed for you. We don't do this because it seemed like a fun thing to do on a weekly basis and it would draw people together. We do this because Jesus Christ commanded us. Why does he command us to do this thing? Because we take the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ into us to demonstrate us we really are a part of the ministry of the body of Christ. And the body of Christ is a part of us. Our job is to do what Jesus did. So what did Jesus do? Well, the very next thing he says is go out into all the world forgiving sins. Now, this one's a tough one because we don't want to do this one. Because this one requires sacrifice, it requires humility, and sometimes it requires us to forgive people we'd rather not forgive. But if Jesus Christ's ministry was boiled down to a single word, that word would be forgiveness. Why does he go to the cross? To forgive the sins of all of humanity. Why does he speak to the lepers? To forgive their sins. When he gives someone who is crippled the ability to walk, and he lifts them up and they stand and they walk, does he say to them, go forth and don't get sick anymore? No, he says, go forth and do not sin. Why? Because you've been forgiven of your sin. Live a new life. The message that we bring on behalf of the body of Jesus Christ to the world that we live in is composed of the singular word forgiveness. And for everyone who comes to believe in Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, those people are forgiven. Now, of course, the passage also says, those from whom you withhold sin or forgiveness of sin, their sins are not forgiven. So what is it our job to do? It is our job to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, because in believing in that, people's sins are forgiven. But when we withhold the gospel from the world, and I'm not saying that we hold it back and intentionally keep it a secret. I'm saying by our inaction, or perhaps by our actions that are contrary to the gospel of Jesus Christ, we hide his presence from the world. When we do that, then we withhold from the world faith. When we withhold from the world faith, we withhold from the world forgiveness. When we withhold from the world forgiveness, we're not behaving as the body of Christ. We're behaving the opposite of the body of Christ. We may think of our role as Christians in a lot of contexts. We may think that our role is to be more moral than our neighbors. And while I'm not saying that it isn't important for us to hold ourselves to God's standard of morality, that's not our role. We may think it is our role to be prayerful, and that is most certainly an important role that nothing else can happen without doing that. or worshipful or studious or dedicated to what it is that the church does on a daily basis, whether it's mowing the lawn or teaching Sunday school, all of those things are great if they are supporting our primary function. And our primary function is to profess to the world the forgiveness of sins that comes through Jesus Christ, resurrected, crucified, and lived for the purpose of bringing this message, which now we share in participation, and that's a really big participation award. We share in participation with what it is that Jesus did.